This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kids' legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids.
We only met a month ago.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's. If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey. Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again for a great mate debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get on straight. It's a Slacker Show's great mate debate.
What's happening, Hack?
The loveliest couple today, Richard and Christina.
Nice.
And we're going to talk about how hard their daughter should work in school.
What?
Okay.
Christina won the toss. Christina?
Yes.
Tell us what's going on. How can we help?
Yai.
Our
daughter Ellie is a freshman in high school, and we started putting her in the gifted and talented classes. And the plan with her for her to do some concurrent enrollment, start getting college credits.
Cool.
Ideally an associate's degree, so kind of accelerated. She's really smart, motivated, and so when she graduates high school, she'll already be like on her way and with another degree. But now that we've had some experience having her in those classes, it seems like it's a bit much. Like, it's forcing her to grow up too fast, and I want her to just be able to be a kid,
Yeah. Okay. You said she's a freshman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does she seem overwhelmed, or is this just you projecting onto her? Because I just think a lot of parents do that.
Like, making a decision for
him. No, I hear you, and I have done that before, but the extra coursework takes up so much time, and I see her being stressed, and like, she's already hard enough on herself, and I think it's taking away from other activities. Like, I want her to be well-rounded and not just so, doing school and nothing else. I mean, I did that when I was younger, and I regret it.
Okay, right, but I'm sorry, I'm not against you, but I'm just saying, has she said that? Or are you just, what I'm saying?
She's stressed.
Yeah. Well, she hasn't said that. It's just that I'm very in tune with her, and I can tell that she's really stressed out. And, I think that this is part of the time in her life to start figuring out who she is and, try out for cheerleading and all of that. And if she's too focused on her studies, that'll be it. I mean, sometimes a parent has to notice something for a kid. They don't necessarily say, oh, mom, I'm too stressed out. You see it.
Okay. Mm. Let's figure out what Richard's side is. Richard?
Yay.
Yay. Okay, so you see this differently. How?
Yeah, it's. I don't think it's as dire as she's making out, and it just makes more sense to get it done now. It's not. She's not spending 24 hours a day in the books. It's not that she has no life at all. It's just she's doing more work now to save work later.
Okay.
And we've talked about it, and I've told her, said, not for nothing. Remember this: you're going to be old a lot longer than you're going to be young. So get the hard stuff out of the way now. When you can get to college, then you can really have fun and enjoy your life by just getting the grunt stuff out of the way.
Okay. Do you think
plenty of time to goof around with friends?
Do you think she's? Here's the weird thing, because I don't want to bring my personal stuff in. My daughter's kind of on this track as well.
Okay.
But it's like, I don't think if I pulled her out of that, she would go be a cheerleader.
Okay, yeah, maybe that's not her thing.
But I mean, Christina seems to think they're forcing her, but like Richard or Christina, do you think she would go trial for cheerleading or
any other? Yeah, any like, other thing.
Or would, does she just, this is just who she is?
I tend to, like I said, if there's anything that she really, she's not a shy child. She, like I said, she's very motivated. She can do this stuff. She's intelligent. If there was anything that was really burning that she wants to do, she's made things that she wants known to us before.
Okay. I just, okay, 303-222-5423. I think this is a decision a lot of parents have to make. It's like you, on the one hand, you have being a kid. On the other hand, you have instilling kind of a work ethic.
And work ethic is great, but that can look really different too. Like doing things like cheer or sports could be work ethic that they're not getting if all they're doing is studying.
Because you're also learning how to work as a team, and you do a lot of that in the real world.
But I would just, I just want to say it again. Like Mia is so smart and she's taking all these classes on. And if I said, Mia, I think you need to pull back and be more social, she'd be like, okay. And then she just wouldn't. I don't know that, like, again, neither of them are saying our daughter has come to us and said stressed. Christina's saying she's stressed.
I will say this without sharing too much.
Okay.
Dane.
Yep.
Was kind of pushed into the academic world in school.
Okay.
And looking back, he's like, I never had the opportunity to play sports. I wish I had done that. And it just wasn't really ever presented to me as an option.
But he has a great job. Like his life, he launched so early. He's like it.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be so nice to also know what it was like to play a team sport?
Yeah, and the pressure that's put on a kid.
You can absolutely still do that. It's not like that you lose the ability to go join a team and participate in sports just because you get most of the grunt schoolwork out of the way. I mean, I'm in a softball league. I'm in a flag
but you're
league.
Not 14. No offense.
I think the pressure, I think it's hard anytime a kid wants to quit something that they think their parents might want them to be doing. And so whether she's stressed or not, whether she's brought it up, I think that, like, I wanted to stop playing piano long before I said that. Now I regret it. That's the other side of it. I wish I could play better to this day. But I think just because she hasn't brought it up doesn't mean that she's not, like, feeling
it. So everybody in this room except me thinks she should get out?
I think she needs the opportunity to be really honest.
Are you able to take, like, because I obviously was not in any sort of gifted or extra classes.
Yeah, obviously.
I was a C's get degrees.
Okay.
And
D's, actually. Technically,
man, I worked way too hard. Oh, my gosh. No, so are you able to take a semester out of the program or a trimester and then go back?
You don't have to go all the way and get your, you could have some of your college credits or technically, like a lot of these kids are going like Denver Online Academy or whatever. They graduate with a high school diploma and an associate's degree. You're two years into your school, but you don't have to finish all 2 years.
I know, but it's like then we're saying, oh, you're young less than you're old or whatever. But if you're expecting her to graduate and just have 2 years of college knocked off, so then this carries. She only gets 2 years of college. She then goes on to grad school. And she's like this young Einstein.
She's a little Doogie Howser. What's wrong with
that? That's what I was looking for. But you're missing so much of life. The first years of college, oh my gosh,
still
they're
be
not about school.
She can still do that. We're just talking about high school. We're just talking about right now.
But you're not.
But your first 2 years of college are your first years of college. She'd just be she'd be taking sophomore or junior classes.
That's well, your first 2 years of college are sitting around and being like, ah, oh, man, math class where I'm going to get an A.
Yeah, the general classes.
All right, you guys, hang on tight. We're going to get some jury members because I know that other people have been, I mean, this is a real thing now. Like I said, it was... Some schools do it now, even the Brighton school district that might
be. Because it is smart, because why pay college amount of money for the basic classes that are not part of what you're going
to
do?
We still have to pay, but it's not the same as tuition at CU.
Yeah. Right.
It's not even close. So I just feel like Hack has to be recused because he hates school.
Yeah, and I have a big problem in general where it's like, these are the nothing classes, just knock them out. And you're like, what are we doing here?
Right, why do we have to take a nothing class?
Yeah, we're all just admitting that this is nonsense? I have a problem with that.
I'm trying to be reasonable
here. Okay.
Well, I liked your point.
Okay, you.
I'm just still stuck on that you're young less than you're old.
Yeah.
Isn't he almost making the point for the other side?
Shouldn't you embrace it?
Yeah. It's like, then embrace the young because you have it first. But like,
it's like he's saying, get ahead so you can be ahead when you're older. But I think that it's just, it's basically going, start working sooner. And like, ugh.
But I just imagine this life for Mia where she could have a degree at 20 and have a head start on everyone.
Yeah, but life about a head start.
And if she's a social butterfly, that's a head start in a different way, too.
Right.
Just being able to walk into a room. Hello? Have you looked in the mirror?
Yeah. Okay. Good point.
And rock a room and I'm here and everyone
but
loves me.
I think she could do both. And I don't want to put any weird energy on Ellie, their daughter. Mm-hmm. But like, we haven't heard from her.
I know.
And it's like, Christina's like, she's stressed and panicked. And he's like, no, she's thriving. He talked about a totally different kid than she did, in my opinion.
And it is tough. If you let any kid make a choice, they're going to choose the easier route. Like, you have to instill a little bit of
any kid.
All right. So do they keep pushing the kid to excel and do these things, or do they push the kid to be a kid? Which is the better path? 303-222-5423.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
We're in the middle of a great mate debate between Christina and Richard, and it's really about their daughter, Ellie, who is gifted and talented.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is awesome, but it has led to the potential of concurrent enrollment. And if you don't know what that is, basically she will be finishing high school and doing some college at the same time.
Right.
I just want to point one little weird thing out. If you're able to do that, then that means high school is BS.
Well, you're like taking on extra classes, right?
There's still 7 periods in a day.
Oh.
And like, you don't really need anything else. So you just, like, you know what I mean? Like, you have time.
But it's kind of the AP thing. AP classes translate to, it's just a higher level, which means you don't need all the BS classes in college.
But so their debate is basically Christina wants her to just, I think, Christina, you kind of glossed over this, but like you did something similar to this. You buckled down hard and you regret it.
Yeah, I did. And there's no going back. So I want her to really, you know, have a good experience when she's young.
But I want to ask you one more time. Do you think if she quit all this stuff, she would do the things that you missed out on?
I don't think that she should quit everything. I just want her to be more well-balanced. And I think, you know, like I said, sometimes a mother needs to know what's good for a kid. And sometimes she doesn't know unless I point it out.
Okay. Let's get started with some jury members. Carolyn?
Yes, it is. Yay!
Yay! Whose side are you on?
I am on the mom's side, actually.
Okay. Why?
I think with the high school classes, there's actually no guarantee that it actually transfers to college. I mean, I was accelerated in math all throughout high school, and technically I should have had 3 college credits, but when I got to college, they were like, no, you have to retake all of them because they don't count towards our school.
Some schools don't let that...
It's an individual school, doesn't it?
Yes.
And this is more like if you go all the way to get the associates, it's like you have the associates. So a large number will
you would think.
But I guess that's a good
point. Like some real elite like schools might not take an associate's like a JUCO in
a what?
Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of colleges have like their own like schematics on like what classes you have to take specifically. So if she comes with an associate, but they require other classes to gain an associate, it won't count.
Yeah.
I just get Thank you for the call, Carolyn. The thing that drives me nuts is, what's wrong with starting life early? If she's not a social butterfly, then you can't force her into being a social butterfly. Then why not?
I look back now, you know, working 5 days a week, all the things, being responsible, being an adult. I wish I could go back to college.
Okay.
And kick around with my friends and live next door. And
maybe we all do, but it's like you still turned out, like you got here because you did what you did.
I know, but maybe give her the real time to do those things. Let her not be an adult right away.
It makes me crazy because you can't prove that she would. Like, we could be doing this whole thing, we pull her way back, and then she's just floundering, and then she just goes to university
We're doing this?
No, I'm... Paul.
Yai.
Whose side are you on? And if you say her, I'm leaving.
Okay.
Sorry, Slack, I'm on her side.
Okay.
Let the kid be a kid. My wife did the same like kind of thing through college, taking on way more than you'd think. And she's freshman in high school, 14, 15. You can burn yourself out so hard, so fast, if you do too much.
Okay. So, again, I just ask you, like, so we pull her out of all this stuff and she doesn't do it. Do we put her back in? Like, if we take her out of the concurrent enrollment, and then she doesn't immediately become the head of the cheerleading team or join volleyball. What is it about?
It's about not studying 10 hours a day and coming home and having hours of homework and like doing all that extra stuff.
That is such an exaggeration. That is such an exaggeration.
My goodness, I didn't know I was striking such a chord.
Thank you for the call, Paul. Here's the deal, Richard. You and I together, even though we want our daughters to succeed, what do the texts look like? Because you got smoked.
I mean, yeah, the texts are all, I'm with mom, kids need to be kids, that might not even transfer. My biggest worry for my own daughter is this exact thing.
All right.
So
that's what I'm saying.
Another common theme in the text, though, is make sure you're talking to the daughter about what she really wants, what she wants to do for her career, because all of this may be worthless. And... you know, talk to your kids.
All right, let Ellie know she starts her loser schedule.
Okay, what is wrong with you?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's news.
News. No. News. No.
Our only real hope is to decide. News or no?
I tried to do it, but like I'm still there's still mucus in my throat.
She's been sick for a month.
It's like three at
this
point.
This is weird.
Yeah.
Have you sought medical attention?
I have, and they said.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you keep going? You guys keep going, and they always just go.
So what is wrong with you?
So many things.
Okay. Do we have time to get into it?
No, we've got news to tell. Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Whoa. Thank you.
Must be something exciting.
No, I mean, you're just ramping. Yeah.
No,
like,
I actually am really excited because we are starting to get TikToks from inside the Olympic, what do they call it?
Village.
Village, yes.
Wait. Is that what they call it?
Yeah, the Olympic Village, where all of the Olympians go to sleep, hang out. It's their like home area. And we are getting a breakdown of their clothing. They're getting like try on stuff. They got stuff from Skims, from Nike.
Oh yeah,
it is really cute stuff. We've got a glimpse at the new chocolate muffins. That was a big thing during the Summer Olympics.
That's so right, the swimmer and his chocolate muffins.
Can I just say 303-222-5423?
Their beds. We know their beds.
If enough people texted the N word,
it is not
that
cardboard. They have real beds, not cardboard.
Do we believe that the Olympics are popular still?
Yes.
Yeah.
I actually think you guys are missing out on some of the greatest joys of life.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Babies being born, weddings being had, Olympics happening.
I love all the memes from it, like the chocolate muffin guy, hilarious. If you're not following the Paralympic page on TikTok, hilarious. Okay.
The funniest unhinged. Page.
Absolutely unhinged. You're like, why? This is almost offensive, yeah. But it's so funny.
Okay. And they're doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you guys are really missing out.
Yeah.
So how long do the Olympics last?
Oh.
Opening ceremonies tomorrow night.
It is.
And how long do they last?
I believe 16 days.
So we have 16 more days of this crap before it's over.
I mean, yeah. Just the theme song really gets my blood going.
Hyped.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we really missing out? You just said they got every some free crap.
The Olympians, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Hack. They do try-on hauls. It's just fun.
Your whole life, you worked to get to the Olympics. Maybe it was for basketball.
Oh, okay.
And you get there, and Team USA is like, here's some clothes, man.
And they're cute.
Yeah, cute.
All right, you ready?
I would hope they'd talk about it in Denver.
Yep.
Here we go. What?
Oh, my God. Yes, let's go, baby. Doesn't it light your heart on fire?
Do we know any people who are passing the torch? Has that been announced? Has that started?
It absolutely has. The two guys from... Oh, here. Just hit me. Give me the... Give me the...
Good evening.
Good evening.
The two men, the stars of Heated Rivalry, were two of the torch carriers.
Who is?
Two of the main characters from Heated Rivalry. It's a bit of a raunchy.
Oh, yeah. Because I heard there is an Olympian with almost the... He's like a hockey guy, maybe.
Okay.
And he has almost the exact same name. No, it's a hockey movie. And there's some other guy.
Ilya, I believe, is the name. It's an ice skater. And the... Are you talking about, and then Heated Rivalry, that is one of the guys' names.
No, it's Shane and Ilya. Sean. Yeah, Sean something and Shane something, but they have the same last name. So like there is somebody in the Olympics that sounds like it's one of the characters.
I'm amazed that you know this. I've not heard of this. But the two guys who played Shane and Ilya, I believe, carried the torch.
They did.
Okay. Yeah, for this year, because they play hockey and it's winter.
Mm-hmm.
Did they get any free stuff?
Probably.
Well, probably. They're very famous actors.
Why don't you blow your story? How many? Okay. So for the next 16 days or whatever, how many of your stories every day do you think you're going to be devoted to this crap?
It really just depends on how funny the Olympics are this year and how heartwarming. You guys.
Okay.
The Olympics are going to be tearjerkers this year.
Why?
Yeah.
Because the ice skating community is still mourning the loss of all those people on that plane last year.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be really intense. I just think you guys need to get in touch with your feelings.
Here's what I think. I am willing to admit that I'm wrong. I think if enough people text in like, yay, Olympics, Olympics are awesome. I think, Hack, would you agree that we will back down, maybe not use our nopes?
Sure, sure.
But like, if you're an Olympic hater, then I will be bolstered in my energy and I will start shutting you guys down. Okay. Especially when it's just like they got swag bags. Like what? That was a story today? They got free stuff?
Well, the story was we're getting looks inside the Olympic Village.
It's a big deal.
I want to hear about them banging.
Yes, that's the big deal.
Who hurt you guys?
Because remember, hold on.
That's like a whole thing.
Do you remember like a couple years ago? Like they basically, was that the one in Beijing or something? Where they like, they didn't want them doing the ugly, so like they had cardboard beds.
Were you listening to Aaron?
Did you say that?
Yep. And this year they don't have cardboard beds.
But they did
those
cardboard beds
on. Bang.
Yes, because those cardboard beds would like crumble if two people got on them. So they were keeping them from banging. I wasn't listening to Aaron because I was just like doing the math of how long this is going to. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It turns out,
please go,
that we are a lot closer than we initially thought. We've all heard of 6 degrees of separation, 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon or whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, Facebook, Meta, if you've heard of them, they've ran the survey, and it turns out it only takes an average of 3.5 to connect pretty much everybody in the world.
For real?
Yeah.
How close do those connections have to be? You actually know someone, or is it and then I went to college?
I think how they did it is an analysis of your friends on Facebook, which is a pretty loose term.
Yeah.
But I think Iowans have been doing this forever. You get a couple of Iowans in a room,
you're all related.
We're going to make a connection.
Knowing full well that I may need this for an Olympic story tomorrow, Nope. As much as I hate the Olympics, you and your effing Iowa crap.
What? We're nice. We're nice and we're more connected.
Why are you still talking?
You're right. You're right.
This is a really...
Let's do more Olympic stuff.
This is...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? I was so amazed at how he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube.
I think we should call a doctor.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's. If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Okay. Slacker is hoisting his hands up in the air.
The song is fading, and she goes, I got something really stupid that you guys are going to make fun of me for. And I'm like, hello, what day is it?
The story of our lives.
It's just like, what? It's like, if it's a day that ends in Y, you're going to say something stupid.
Hey.
And we're going to make fun of you for it.
Let's be nicer.
Okay, sorry, but that's... Hello. Have you heard the show?
Yes, I have. As you may know, I am getting married. It's actually like rapidly approaching.
I will agree with you.
Yeah, I'm not nervous to get married. I'm solid in that decision. Uh-huh. But there's so many little things that float around in my brain every single day.
Okay.
One of them is I did not choose to put a bustle on my dress.
Oh,
a bustle. It's where you take any of the fabric that
like
would
be...
Like
the train?
Yeah. Even if you don't have a big train, you typically bustle your dress so the fabric pulls up. And then you can like dance in it.
Oh.
Are you going to switch?
That is my point. So because
I don't need a bustle.
I'm not bustling it because I plan to get a reception dress.
But you don't have the reception dress yet.
I do not. And I'm a little worried that with under 5 months to go or so... Maybe I am behind the game.
5 months to buy a dress?
Well, under five.
I thought you said it got delivered yesterday.
I didn't like it very much.
Oh.
So I'll show you on the side.
Okay.
What? Okay.
It's like you guys would have no opinion of it. You'd be like, it's either great or ugly. And I don't want to hear ugly, but I also don't think it's great.
Did you try it on?
Yeah, of course. But so also my Dane, my fiance he wants to also not know what my reception dress looks like.
Valid.
So it's just like you get so few things that you get to be like surprised.
A full surprise. Yeah.
So I last night panicking after I tried on this one that I thought I was going to love and I just didn't love. And I find the craziest deal on this dress online. It is like this.
A different dress.
It's okay. Beaded. It's got straps. So you can dance in it because you don't want it falling off, you know? And it like has
a... Imagine a world where you have to give a rat's behind about this much crap. No. I just put pants on and then I do the little thing in the front. It's like a button. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Shut up!
I didn't set an alarm on my wedding day.
That's what I'm saying.
I just woke up.
This is wild.
Brushed my teeth, I think. And right. then I hit. I was there.
Right. See, someone did your hair?
I didn't
Not
have,
even that.
I didn't have any hair.
Right.
Oh, that's right.
He was a short-haired little boy then.
Okay, well, so, I can't wait till we get closer and I can tell you guys the craziness of the timeline, but that's beside the point today. So I found this other dress and I was like, oh my gosh, this is 60% off. It was like a $700-something
but
dollar
is it
dress.
Buy it and keep it? Like
no,
a lot of times
it's returnable. It's returnable.
Okay.
Mm. And so I was like, you know, I'm just going to jump on it, order the dress.
Can I say something weird? And
of course.
I don't let any of your weird... like food stuff get into this. As a woman, it has to be impossible to buy clothes. Cause like for me, I can tell you right now with absolute certainty, I do not have a 32-inch waist, but I buy 32-inch waist jeans. That's mm-hmm. what fits me.
Right.
It is a flipping lie. Seven Diamonds, like all these companies, you're lying. That's yes. not my size. So how do you buy a dress from this company? You're like, I'm always a
right.
And in this company, and then you get it and it's like, oh, I need the other one. Well, if it's 70% off, they're gone.
Yes, absolutely. This is the last size. This is the last one of this dress, I think, that I ordered. Mm. However, it is returnable. So that's not the problem. But you're right. I have to check the size chart and I float between like four sizes.
Yeah.
It's like,
can
here's
you just
your
buy a bunch of them or there's only one size left?
For this one in particular, there's one left.
Okay.
The problem is...
Oh man, I'm nerving out for you now. Now I don't like it.
Well, the problem is I'm sitting there looking at this, like already purchased it. And I'm like, God, it looks familiar. And then I go, can you do the typing noise for me? Yep, I did that. And lo and behold... my own sister wore this same reception dress at her wedding.
Oh.
So I had to text her and be I don't know. Like, I don't know if you care, but I think I care now because also I'm just going to say it. My sister is going to look better in the dress. My sister has already worn it and she looks better in the dress. And there are other dresses maybe I'd look better in, but this dress, I'm like, Christine.
But then the pictures are going to be like your parents' house is going to have and it's like
I don't know how many of like the dance party they have up.
They don't?
No. But
you
I did
think
text
they put
her,
up a thing like who wore it better?
Oh my gosh.
Sure. And everyone who comes drops a quarter
yeah,
in
yeah,
whichever
you drop
one.
Money in, like eventually hers falls off because it's got so many quarters in it.
Right.
Sorry.
So
what
now,
do you want to do about it?
I don't know. It's gonna arrive to my house. I'm gonna try it on.
Mm. I don't
is that weird? Is that an uncrossable line?
I don't think it's uncrossable, but I think it does have like a story to it already and you're trying to create your own story.
Right. Mm. And like, there's a good overlap of people who went to both weddings.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I'm not making any accusations when I say this, but we need the laziest human on the face of planet Earth. And I think it's probably someone in this room.
Really?
Yeah. Have you just done something so... I remember... Okay.
Who do you think it is?
Hack.
Okay.
Oh, okay. There's no way.
No. I was ready to defend you. I'm like, she gets 10,000 steps a day.
No. True. But I
Thank
don't
you,
think...
Aaron.
Yeah.
I don't think you're totally lazy. I think there are times where you just... embrace, like,
yeah. You're looking at Hack still, right?
Yes, okay. Because I think he like embraces, like, he knows, like, he embraces the Culver's-ness, or like, he knows maybe I shouldn't have two Long Johns from Quick Trip, but me and Leo are going,
right?
And so it's right. Like, sometimes the
yeah,
lazy thing,
we're going.
I remember there was a time, I don't even remember what was wrong with me. I was just feeling so lazy. I'm like on my couch, I got a blanket on me, and I didn't feel like cooking, I didn't feel like doing anything. So I ordered DoorDash of something and I'm like, there's no way I'm going to be able to go to the door to get this.
It's so far away.
What did you do?
I put it in the notes to call my phone number when they got to my house and the guy did. And I'm like, there's a 20 in it. If you just walk it in and hand it to me on my couch.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, it's always crazy. Smart to let strangers into your
but
home.
But I had a smart lock, so I was like, it was like, unlock
wait,
the door.
Wait, so oh my God.
So yeah, I'm just laying on the couch, binging something. And I just didn't want to get up.
Can you imagine being that man and being like, the craziest thing happened to me?
I'm going to tell you, he acted like it was a normal Tuesday. Like, I think there are people who are just like, could you slide the pizza onto my chest so that I can just bend my head down?
Hasn't Hack like, admitted to this in the past?
Kinda.
Yeah, I would, for sure. Yeah. There's a 10 in it for me, but
it's all I had. Like, I had a 20 in my wallet. And if my wallet had been on the counter, I would have been like, I don't know what the tip is, but just grab my wallet and bring it over here.
That's crazy.
And there's some dishes over there.
Yes, if you could do a little something with that. But it was one of those ones where I don't even drink soda or whatever, but I think I ordered like a soda or something with like a 2-liter bottle. Because I was like, I'm not going to be able to get up and get, I don't want to move.
That's wild.
That's smart. I think it's working smarter, not harder.
You guys.
Wait, okay.
Get onto your feet.
No.
Scurry to the door.
I get it. Yes. But this was just a day where I just didn't want to. I'm okay. You haven't been to my house yet.
It's huge.
The door. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
That's a ways, man.
Yeah. It's like a planned excursion.
Yes. I have a base camp set up about halfway through where I get some provisions. There's a Sherpa.
So embarrassing.
All the skeletons.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And all the trash left from previous.
Yeah.
So that was the laziest low. That's as far down. Am I the only person in this room who's done something like that?
No. So my sister had an extensive collection of movies and TV shows on DVD.
Yeah.
And I live at her house. I live with my brother-in-law because she passed. But they still have all of the DVDs.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just buy it on Amazon so I don't
have to get up.
Get up.
And put the DVD
in.
Aaron,
I love that.
Yeah.
Right.
It's kind of embarrassing because it's like, I know they have everything.
You know they have the movie.
But I'm just going to buy it.
I gotta find it and then I got to get it out. And what if you open up the DVD case and it's not in there? And you're just like, just buy it.
Yeah. Where's the remote for the DVD player anyway?
Right. Oh, and then got to go to HDMI 2.
Too much. Too much.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed for all of you.
What are you talking about? I get
it's there,
but that's
it's somewhere
it's
there.
The different. Yeah.
Okay.
If you can top these, and I know you can, we want to hear the laziest thing you've done or the laziest thing you've witnessed. 303-222-5423. You can text or call or maybe order DoorDash and have them call.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Please call the radio station.
I do have one. Yeah. You'll never get to us in time, by the way. I do have one. I'm really going to be calling out my sister here. She would come home from college and I was still living at home. I was still like in high school. Mm-hmm. She would go out drinking with her friends. And the next morning, would hear Erica. And I'd be like, you know, I was so excited she was home. Yep. So I don't think you could hear that on the mics. It was me running to the door. And she would go, can you please get a bowl of water and some soap? And can you wash my face?
Oh my God.
I never did it.
Really?
My other sister?
She would do it. She would like give her a French bath.
Yeah. It's amazing. That oldest sister, very successful, very intelligent now. Don't know what was happening in those years.
I mean, if we're doing that kind of thing, my brothers were so lazy growing up. They would get me to do everything for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like make a sandwich, get them a soda, do whatever.
Yeah.
But they would do
the timing. Yeah.
Oh, they'd count.
Yeah.
You'd be like, hey, man.
Yeah.
Last time took you like 35 seconds. And then you're just like, I
think you can beat it.
Yeah.
And they're not actually timing you.
Yeah.
No, I know. Because when you come running back, they're like, 23.
Right.
24. Yeah. And you're like, so close.
That same sister one day decided, I'm not going to leave my room today. And she set me up to have to do all the, get her lunch, get her drinks. She needs water, of course. Like, what was I doing?
I think this is the greatest thing we're ever going to do on the radio.
Yeah, I agree. I do the same thing. I use my children in the same way.
Okay.
I time them all the time.
Oh, my God.
I've also, my wife has an office in the basement. It's pretty far. And a lot of times she'll ask for a snack or something. And I have tucked a granola bar into our dog's collar. And I've sent him on his way.
He doesn't all
hoped he'd get there.
He's coming.
That's not terrible.
And then the other thing is the baby monitor. The baby monitor is critical because it's up in the room. Sometimes you're all the way upstairs. You know someone's in the kitchen. So you just, hey. Like they're gonna
ring. They can hear it.
Yeah, I know you can hear me.
And you're like, can you bring up
exactly? Can you go wash my face,
dude? So I remember at one point, kind of, we got a call from somebody, and they were like, they were too tired to grab the remote to change the channel, and it was like at their feet, but they did have their cell phone. So they called their wife and they're like, can you come in the living room? And she's like, oh my God, what's wrong? Like, she thought something was wrong. He's like, can you hand me the remote?
I would light him on fire.
I didn't want to like fold my whole body up. Like, and it's like, just hand it to me. But you got to do the things like, honey, come here. And then she gets there and you're like, you just hand me.
I've watched movies in the wrong language because I can't find the remote. Okay.
That's a
big deal.
Worst thing I've done is if the dog is on me, I make Dane do stuff for me. But it's because of I can't move the lazy. Dog. I can't move the dog.
Okay. If you're the laziest human, if you can beat us, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're looking for the laziest human.
Mm-hmm.
What?
May I please read a text?
You're absolutely.
A bowl of soup exploded all over the microwave.
Oh, no.
Rather than clean the microwave, I threw it out and bought a new one.
What?
Microwave.
You got to do a time audit of what.
Yeah.
Because
sometimes if it's
spend?
Like in the cracks and stuff, you're like, I'm going to have to get a Q-tip out.
if it was an old microwave that needed to be replaced anyway.
Yeah, like a built-in microwave. That's another story,
yeah.
Right?
Because yeah.
You have to get it. But it's like, if it's just like a microwave on the counter, bye. Oh. Especially near Black Friday or whatever. You're just like, later.
Yeah.
Hack, it feels like there's more to you.
Yeah, we used to do this one in college a lot. You'd get into bed, and then you would just throw everything at the light switch. You'd bring a football into bed, maybe.
Yes, my gosh.
You'd throw your pillow.
Before there was smart devices.
Underwear,
yeah, like, I'm not getting up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Oh, my God, I love this. All her light switches were just all banged up around
her. Yeah,
the
drywall around her. Yeah, exactly. Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love this. Brandon?
Yay.
Lazy.
So I had a neighbor back when I was in college about 5 years ago. He would fill in the large cracks in his driveway with old food cans. So he would take the old can. It was obvious because obviously the label is still on it. And he would, you know, waffle stomp them into the crack. Or I wouldn't even call it a crack. Like it was a whole gap. But he would smash them in there. And then obviously, you know, there's still a void to fill. So what he would do is take a little bit of the concrete powder and kind of drizzle it on there, you know, kind of like how you do with like a fertilizer on your yard.
Yeah.
Kind of like that thing, but instead it's concrete. So he'd pour that in there, but instead of, you know, actually using water, he'd just pee in it to add the moisture.
Okay.
I feel like this is all more effort.
No, it's not. you know what though? You're right. Like, stomping a can down into the crack versus just mixing up a little concrete. Yeah.
Adding, like.
Yeah, that's wild.
It was like seasoning a taco.
Okay.
Sir.
Sir.
You take your seasoned taco pee-pee can out of here.
That's wild, dude. And you'd see him out there just
driving without a speed bump.
Yep. Okay. Okay, no, listen.
I gotta start using pee for more style.
No
idea.
It is. I'm no lie. It is a universal lubricant.
Okay, no. You're done.
Nikki.
Yay.
Lazy. What happened?
My boyfriend in college and all of his roommates were too lazy to take the trash out anymore, so they brought the big old outdoor barrel into the house and kept it in the middle of the main room. And then to be even more lazy, they wouldn't get up to throw anything away. They would just sit around on their chairs and couches and toss their trash into the middle of the barrel in the room.
Yep. Very similar experience I've lived.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Dude,
sure.
It got to the point there were so many pizza boxes stacked underneath the trash can, you had to dunk it. You had to jump.
Yes, because it's so high up.
Oh, yeah. My God.
It's kind of like a workout. Now, who's laying down?
No.
T-Hack.
I'm getting some lunches in. Duh.
I don't think you're getting lunches.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Nikki. These are incredible. Shelly?
Yes.
Lazy, what happened to you?
Hi.
My
husband had a really, really, really bad case of the flu.
Oh, yeah.
And he had things coming out both ends. Perfect. At the same time. And he was just so dehydrated and so just worn out because he also didn't get any sleep. He asked me to come in the bathroom and wipe his butt.
And you did it?
I did it. We had been married so long.
It took a while, Erica.
You're
going to take
better or worse. Yeah, I mean,
there's a point.
Poopy or clean.
No, that's
when
not.
When you love someone, you do whatever. You
know, his arms worked, right?
Yes, they did.
Because I was with a girl who had a surgery, and she couldn't, her arms didn't really work. She got a boob job, and she couldn't, like, do
it. You couldn't reach. Yeah.
So then I had to.
Different.
So I
and also, note to me, not getting a boob job.
Do whatever you have to do.
Yeah. So it was just, I don't feel like getting under there. Will you get under
there? It's so bad.
Yeah.
You don't have to have the flu.
Oh, my gosh. T-Hack.
I want you to just shoot a video from the bathroom. A little hidden camera footage tonight. Chloe?
That sounds like a lot of work.
Hello.
Hello.
Yay.
Lazy, what happened to you?
My roommate and I in college lived above a sandwich shop, and one time we ordered delivery, and they brought it up to our door.
It's literally
you still have to go to the door. Like, what are you doing?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I'm thinking about starting something new in my household among my very few friends that I have.
Oh, don't you dare. You said it off air, and now I was like, you're a psycho. Go ahead. Sorry. It's such a stupid thing.
What is wrong with you?
Because it's stupid.
I'm thinking about beginning to have admin nights.
For some reason in my head when you said it, before we came on the air, I was thinking, like, you invite all your executive administrative friends over and y'all just like, oh, you do so good and you have to, like, do stuff like
admins. Yeah, I'm going to call up our bosses and say, come over, I need to tell you you're doing
them.
A good job.
It'd be like the admins. Like,
I'm not an admin.
I know. That's why I was like,
host admin night in that sense.
Right. But that'd be cooler than what you're talking about doing. If you, like, we have talked about maybe trying to be social as people on the show with one another. Let me just tell you right now, you do an admin night, I'm not coming. Do you guys know what it is?
I don't think
it's
so.
The dumbest.
No.
Oh my God. Go ahead. Sorry.
No.
I'm sorry, Princess. I recuse myself. Wait till you hear this.
Admin night is where you pick maybe a bar, a brewery, a restaurant, somewhere where you can hang out with your friends, a coffee shop if they're open late. Sorry, I had a hair on my sweater I had to get.
maybe take care of that next admin night.
Maybe. And then you all bring like your laptops and you do all your admin stuff that you got to do. You know, you answer emails, you cancel subscriptions you don't need. You online order your groceries that you're going to pick up the next day.
Did you see the way you just said, oh, that was him going, I know that we get paid to make it seem like what Erica is saying is interesting, when in fact, that's the dumbest thing in the world.
Okay,
if you invited me to a bar.
Maybe men just don't have the same level of admin that women do because we take care of everything.
We just do it when we get out of bed. Like, I'm not going to bring my Excel bill to Lone Tree Brewing and meet you there. It's like, hold on, how much are you guys paying?
It's not about that. It's about we can grab a drink. Also, I never invited you, okay? I literally never said I wanted to do this with you. I said with my family and my few friends that I have.
But so you're wondering why you don't have friends. This is why.
Because
you
want to do something
this stupid.
Yeah. Oh, God forbid we go and hang out.
Hang out and just talk to each other.
Also get things done. I don't really have time in my schedule to hang out multiple times a week and get everything that I need to get done.
You're not paying any attention to me if you're paying your Excel bill.
Chit chat,
one second, because I can't do the typing noise either. And then the next second, back to the conversation.
Okay. You guys, you're not choosing between mommy and daddy right now, okay?
But it always feels like the man does.
But like, does that sound, let's make cases here. Does that sound like the worst thing you could possibly be invited to? Or does it seem like something you want to do? Do you want to grab your laptop, Hack, and meet Erica?
You're really zoning in on Hack because he has a family at home. It's different.
He has a family who's the wife, the mom, kind of handles a lot.
Do you think Hack would want to go hang out with Erica?
She would love to go to admin night.
303-222-5423. Hey, if it's such a good idea, why don't we do it with listeners, Erica? Why don't we just have a whole bunch of nerdball listeners all show up?
I think it's a great idea.
The morning show does bingo and they give away prizes, but not us, man. You just bring your bills to some...
We're not saying no.
What in God's name?
I know you didn't graduate college.
What are you doing?
But like, there's a little thing that used to be called social and study. Actually, it was never called
What a great case she's making.
To be on the side.
Let me.
Oh, yeah, pull it together, princess.
I know you never graduated college.
No, you don't get to start back that far back.
But you'd be like, do you want to go to the library tonight? And then you'd go to the library, and you'd hang out with your friends, and you would study. Why should that end in adulthood, where you can get things done, and you can also be social? Perfect example. Aaron edits our videos. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be so nice to sit and have a bev or have a coffee?
I've done that a couple of times. Happy Camper. I've gone there and just edited videos by myself. It was kind of lonely. I wish
someone came. Been so nice. And then you could have turned the computer around and gone, what do you think of this?
Yep. Mm.
Okay.
Right. I remember being asked a couple times to go to the library. You want to try it?
Yeah. Hack, would you like to come to the library with me?
Where's that? No.
That's your problem.
No, I don't go to the library. There's no.
Pack up all my stuff.
I promise you.
Do it right here.
I promise you. Here's the deal. I will go. I will bring all my bills. I'll do my taxes in front of you.
I didn't ask you.
No, I'm just saying if the listeners think it's a
bills,
cool thing.
Though. It's like you. I know I have been procrastinating a bunch of stuff. Maybe you want to get rid of subscriptions and you're just like, I'll do it later. I'll do it later. You are making time to do all of the things to check off of your list that has been building for a year.
And making it fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So we should have 303-222-5423.
Yep.
303-222-5423.
I'm not going to help you, princess, with your stupid adminite.
Admin or no admin? That's all I want. And also maybe include your gender, because I think it's a boy thing.
All right.
I think they're saying we should have a list of things to do. I think that's the problem.
I have tons to do, but I can get it done at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I'm definitely not going to a bar. Okay. If I'm going to a bar, then I'm not getting my prescriptions done right. Prescriptions? Subscriptions. I get it. I'm old and infirm.
I think we have a problem.
What?
I'm not sure that you casually, socially drink. Like, go have one beer. That doesn't seem like something you do.
Oh, no. I hit the gas.
That's the problem.
All right. One more time. 303. You are now. As listeners, you're picking between mom and dad. Yeah. In fact, you don't have to do admin.
Don't pick him,
you don't have to do admin.
How I feel, listeners. Yeah.
Pick mom if you want to go to a stupid admin party. Or text the word dad if you want to not suck at life. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster? I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet nibbles after his untimely end.
This is very strange.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big.
I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's. Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
I don't know why I enjoy things like this so much, but I want to figure out which one of you is the stupidest.
Oh, no. Why are you looking right at me, man?
Because there are times where we're just sitting around talking, waiting for the next time we're going to go on the air, and I'll just say something. And then she's got that like dog hearing a high pitched noise, like, and you're like, you realize I'm saying a word she's never heard, but it's a basic ass word.
I don't think like, a single word that you've used that I've not known is basic.
Hack, do you have, please?
Oh my gosh, he's reaching into his pocket.
Yes, because I think he's got the words, and a lot of them are pretty straight up.
Assistance.
Okay, wait. No.
For real?
Okay. I think we were talking assistants or I need assistance.
Yes. Let's see. Gauche.
Yeah, was a big okay. One that one's in a Taylor Swift song. I messed up.
Candor.
I've heard of it.
I'm going to screw this.
No, but you didn't the day that I said it and you're just like, what is candor?
No, I think I probably asked. You recognized it, but like, didn't know what it meant.
What exactly did it mean in that context?
I'm going to probably mispronounce this one. Macabre.
Yeah.
Is that right? Oh,
nailed nice. It.
Okay. Okay, so he doesn't even know how to pronounce it.
No, he did. He nailed it.
But I'm supposed to know what it is?
You don't know what it is? You've never heard somebody go, that's macabre.
Oh, my fellow.
So I don't even need to do what I was going to do. We have a winner.
Cockamamie.
Is that one I said?
I also just wanted to say it.
Okay, no, we do need to because I bet I'm going to be better.
This is a spelling contest. I found the words that I believe it's Americans struggle to spell. Now, some of these are really hard. Here's the way I think we do this. I'll say the word and then you guys do the thing. Hack!
Oh, no. But then it's really just a matter of reflexes and not about spelling.
No, because you have to, like, if you get it, here's what we'll do. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, you lose a point.
Ooh.
Okay.
Like, so if you're like, hack, and then you just slaughter the
like
word.
You go negative.
He could be, okay. Like, in the negative zone.
Do you have our names written now? Are you
I
ready
do.
To
I
tally?
Have. I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Because I'm the smart one on the show.
Yeah, I bet everyone
Here's
believes that.
Word one. Play along in your car. Feel free to text in the spelling.
My no, blood they don't get pressure? A text in because autocorrect.
That's true.
Oh.
There's one word that, like, if I am writing it anywhere, I cannot spell the whole word, so I use, like, a shorthand.
I can't bet do it's it. This word. It. My ex-wife, the first wife, could not spell this word. Definitely.
That's the word. I always say def.
Gosh, Erica.
Okay, go.
DefInitely.
Oh. She got a point.
Defiantly, she won.
That is what I got every single time from my first wife. It was like, I defiantly want to go tonight. And you're like, wow. Why always, are you so mad?
I always put like an E where there's supposed to be an I.
That's fair.
Yeah.
And that's why I was closing my eyes while doing that.
You were? Okay.
Where were you looking?
I have to look down at the word to make sure
oh,
you have it right.
Right. Okay.
Nauseous.
Ooh. This one's, that one's hard.
Hack.
Hack is going for it.
You got it, man.
N-A-U-S-E-O-U-S. I screwed something up.
Oh!
I felt sick to my stomach. Oh!
No, guys, my blood pressure is like through the roof right now.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious? I got that.
You nailed it, dude. Seize.
Like seize the day?
Yes.
Erica.
Go.
S-E-I-Z-E. I knew it.
Now, this is very confusing for people listening because on the National Spelling Bee, you get a ding when you're wrong, I think.
And you know what? I bet everyone listening watches the National Spelling Bee very closely.
I think a lot more people watch it than you think. I think it's popular.
Why would you get a ding when you're wrong?
Because I think it's like you missed a letter. And if they don't do a ding, then
you
I think
go you go sit back down.
Yeah, it's like, ooh.
Made it
so you just sit
round.
There and you're like, please God, please God, please God. And then it's like, ding. Okay,
why
I'll
do you know that?
I used to be way into it. I was, like, here's the deal. When I was young, I was a great speller. And then when you see these kids on that thing, you're like, I was a moron. Because they're like, I could spell the words I'm giving you guys today, but like not. Yeah.
The crazy words, yeah.
Diarrhea.
Do you actually want to?
No, I think he's pooping himself.
Hack.
Go.
D-I-A-R-R-H-E-A.
You guys, this is not going well for
me. I've read the back of enough medications.
Or yourself or your children.
What is going on? You guys have not missed one. Erin has not gotten one.
She's writing them on her hand.
I know, because I'm not confident in it, because I'm not a good speller.
I'm not confident.
So, like, I did know C's. I did know diarrhea. That seems so weird.
Don't point to me when you start.
Right, I'm just not confident enough.
I'm going to do a couple more, and I think Erin's getting on the board with this one. Rhythm.
Erica.
Go.
R-H-Y-T-H-M.
Yeah.
Look at that!
I actually have a plaque from a record label from the rhythm department, and rhythm is misspelled.
Shut your mouth. Yeah.
I had it for years before I even noticed it, so I'm just as guilty.
All right. Couple more. I keep saying a couple more. Receipt.
Hack.
Oh, my God. What is going on?
Yeah. R-E-C-E-I-P-T.
Yeah. That was confidence right there.
Ooh. It is 3-3.
Oh, is it
so
really?
Are we just keeping Erin out now?
This final one.
Hack, I'm going to kick your butt.
Is a 5-point
win. Oh.
Oh, so Erin, good play.
Okay.
Yes, she can jump in and beat everyone with this word. Hemorrhoid.
Hack.
What? This is the biggest risk you've ever taken in your life.
Medication, don't fail me now. H E M M E R O I D. I think I lost it. Hemorrhoid.
I knew it.
What did I get wrong?
Can you give us a new 5-point word?
No. Somebody else has to take a crack at this. Steal. Erin?
What kind of medication have I been taking?
Come on.
Erin, H E M M. My only guess is O R O I D.
Yeah, ooh. I knew that wasn't right. I don't know if there's two M's.
A negative five for Erin.
Okay, yeah, she has a negative five. She has a negative two. No.
Wait, can I just choose not to go?
No.
Okay.
I want you to spell hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoid. Erica.
Yeah?
Clearly. H-E-M.
There are people driving right now, and they're like, what is happening? H-E-M.
Can I tag team?
What?
E-R.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. H-E-M what?
E-R-O-I-D.
No.
H E M O R. Are there two R's? The way you're saying it, hemorrhoid versus hemorrhoid, I'm getting confused.
Oh, can I do diarrhea again?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I am feeling, believe it or not, teed off.
No. No, man.
What do you mean?
No.
I was thinking about this the other day. We're too angry in this room.
Yes.
Yeah, Erin, like, that's our job.
No, I don't think it is.
It's gone too far.
It has. How about, no, no. Here.
Do you want me to just talk? We don't have to play the song.
No,
if you don't want.
No, it's not that. It's just.
Oh.
Everybody in here. Exhale.
I know. T-Hack, you know how he has a romance setting at home where the lights. Okay, never mind.
You know what? Man, he's real teed off today.
Go ahead.
He didn't do
what?
The ear thing. Because you threatened him last time.
Oh, I did. I'll turn this car around. Back to you.
Yes, yes. So, okay. he's got romance setting. The lights are pink. Whatever music comes on, whatever. Saucy.
Smooth jazz.
Is it smooth jazz that gets you guys in the zone?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes it's ambient noise.
What? Okay.
Playing ambient
exactly,
noise.
Yeah.
Wait, no, you don't play white noise to, like, get a little wink, wink.
Okay.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's just like...
We share an upstairs with children. I mean, it's not really like a concert or anything.
Oh, so you don't want them to hear...
It's just background noise during, but to help the romance, you don't play it in the beginning.
Huh.
Yeah. The smooth jazz is like in the morning. Oh, okay. We come down. And
all I was saying is my suggestion is that you also have a... calm, happy setting. The lights go maybe a blue. The music is whatever you were just playing.
Just like,
like a spa. You need like a spa setting for those times when you start thinking, I'm going to go into work and I'm going to be teed off today.
Yeah. Maybe we need lights in here. And then we know, like, if they're all red, then he's going to come in and is like, he's going to be teed off.
Just buy red lights. I think that's the safest bet.
So sometimes when your wife hears ambient noise, she knows it's on. Like, or you just play jungle sounds?
My wife's always on guard, I would say.
Okay. Oh, is that the hawk screeching? I know what we're doing tonight. Okay. What are you teed off about today?
Okay.
Sir?
So I have a few pet peeves. I'm very particular about certain things. You guys all know this in the room, a little behind the scenes. Like, every once in a while, we'll get an email that's like, hey, can you guys do this Saturday? And we have to go, I don't know. What time? Like, little things like that. We're like, put all the details. Give us all the details.
Yeah.
Before, you know, and like leaving that's a huge pet peeve of mine. And this is a detail that I cannot believe has gone unchecked for so long. And I think everyone in this room is going to be on my side.
Okay.
I'm worried that it's something that like I did or something.
No.
Okay.
Not
if you're going to be on his side.
It has to do with Pop-Tarts.
What are you doing, man?
I know what you're talking about. And yes, I'm on your side.
What?
1,000,000%. I can't even eat them and I'm on his side.
Okay.
Yes.
Are we Pop-Tart fans in the room?
Yes.
100%. Homemade Pop-Tarts? Like,
okay.
That
I think you're talking about the brand, though.
The brand.
Actual?
Yes.
Yeah. There's, I think, our Popped. No, that was a restaurant in Omaha. Popped, P-O-P-P-E-D, Hearts.
Very cute.
Ah. Yeah.
I haven't had a brand name Pop-Tart in 10, 15 years.
Ooh.
I stared at the Pop-Tarts today.
Gosh.
I was at the grocery store and I'm like, now they have variety packs where you can get get some strawberry, some blueberry, but then it had cherry in there. I'm like, I don't want the cherry.
I love the cinnamon sugar.
I love the cherry.
I might have one soon.
Oh.
They're so good, and they're up to some stuff now. They have flavors that
they're wild.
Like cookies and cream,
Yeah.
Can I... You know what? This might be his teed off, and I will wait.
What is it?
I will bring up my issue.
How could you have an issue?
So, my children are very into Pop-Tarts. I am also very into the Pop-Tarts. And we get lots of different flavors, right?
Okay.
Lots of different boxes. And they're kind of big, chunky boxes. You're trying to condense space in your pantry and stuff. So you want to take them out and condense them and have like maybe a Pop-Tart drawer where you, every morning, hey, grab your Pop-Tart or whatever you're going to do.
Aaron,
do you want to take it for me? I think you called it ahead.
In each package, there's two Pop-Tarts. But the serving size is one pop.
No, this his is different. No,
his is different. About the calories.
I know exactly what his is.
Why would you say eat these two Pop Tarts? They're in one package, but I'm only counting for one. That's dumb.
No, I like her point.
Yeah, almost everything is that way.
No, it's not.
Like,
because
you get a Red Bull and it's like, ooh, and it's like, this is a ton of sugar, and then you go, how many servings per can? Two? What? So, like, if you open a can of Red Bull, you drink the whole damn thing.
Right. So, make the package resealable. Or do individual packs.
Okay. Yeah.
Or, like, individual wrap.
I know exactly what his problem is.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You pull them out, and you want to condense them. But once you pull them out, you've got the blueberry, you've got the brown sugar.
It's just Mylar, baby.
They're all silver.
Yeah, they're all Mylar.
And they're not labeled at all.
At all.
What flavor they are. How have we gone 50 years? How long have Pop-Tarts been around? And no one's thought to label them? Well, I don't understand.
But is this really the biggest thing you have?
1964.
That's when they came out?
Wow. Yeah. And they're just like, who cares?
It could just have a little one strawberry in the upper right-hand corner.
Exactly.
Just anything.
Anything to let me know what it is so you don't think you're getting the brown sugar and you grab the cherry.
I believe it's maybe to prevent resale.
What?
I don't know.
Oh, because it's not packaged for individual sale.
Convenience for parents?
I get, yeah. Or put a little window on it so I can see through, maybe.
That'd be smart, because then they're not having to print different. Yeah. It's still the same package.
It's ridiculous. Who's running Kellogg's over there? Who's running the Pop-Tart department?
You are so dumb. Then what? How about you get a Sharpie out, fool? Write an S.
Art project?
It's not that hard. Oh my God, I'm spitting everywhere. If you really want to consolidate, then you put an S or a B for brown sugar. BS, brown sugar. What flavors do you eat, by the way?
We have the cherry. That's probably
delicious.
My favorite.
Yeah.
Shut up. I said I didn't want it.
Cherry
is it
was my favorite.
Yeah. It is really good.
Strawberry and brown sugar and cinnamon are the only two
brown
classic.
Brown sugar. Like, yeah. Brown sugar. They do a cookie dough one, which is pretty good.
They do like an Oreo cookies
and cream one, which is pretty good. And the wild berry. The purple with the blue.
Wild berry?
Yeah.
I'm a purist. Brown sugar and strawberry.
That's it.
And what I was angry about that I thought maybe you were angry about, we don't need protein Pop-Tarts. They're not a good source of protein. They just claim to be protein.
I was just going to tell you about them. You've had them?
No,
They're not bad.
They're actually a good source of protein. Yeah. They're just like a little more than normal. And they're like, protein, baby.
They only make strawberry and brown sugar.
Not true.
They have like a blueberry. Yeah.
That's the one brand that I get is only those two.
Brand?
There's one brand that makes like a...
Dude, Pop-Tart.
It's called Legendary or something.
Oh, that's different. I'm talking Pop-Tart brand, which by the way...
Pop-Tart brand makes it.
Stop pushing your other Pop-Tarts on us. Pop-Tarts are
pure.
No,
but that one has like a lot of protein, I think.
That's different, and they don't taste that good. Pop-Tart brand does protein, and they're like, yeah, here's 400 calories for 10 grams of protein. That is not a high protein food.
You guys, despite being so teed off, I've never been happier because we were all mad about Pop-Tarts for different reasons. You guys, we did it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I was just flipping through the gram. Let's be honest. Erica was holding her phone up for me because I don't know how to flip through the gram.
You literally have never seen a post of mine in your life.
I could if I wanted to.
Yeah.
And it's real Swanson heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, my gram. Yeah.
Your gram is like...
And who is Swanson?
Oh, I'm sorry. Swanson is her child.
Oh.
Yep.
Congrats.
Thank you so much.
I didn't know you had a baby.
Well, that's the problem.
Swanson is a dog.
He's the cutest dog in the world.
And she has a few things.
Is that verified?
By me, yes.
No, because Moxie's way cuter than Swanson.
I don't know how to tell you this. Do you want to have a
March Madness?
Ooh, a dog.
Like a dog bracket?
Yeah. We do have enough dogs from the room.
None of Hack's dogs are going to win. Yeah.
But they could be up for awards.
Yes, they will. They're the tiniest ones.
Tiny doesn't tiny mean cute.
They're people tiny. Love tiny dogs. You think your dogs are cuter than our dogs?
Absolutely. Oh yeah.
You don't even like your
Beamer
dogs,
with
dude.
His little folded ear over that never that quite that stood one? Up. Yeah.
Yeah, that is really cute though.
Yeah. You want. Dude,
my dogs have been in. My dogs are like distinguished. They've been in the game. They're around. They've got a little salt and pepper to them. It's a different thing. You got your baby dogs. Get out of here.
Here's the thing. Every once in a while, this is a moment. I've never heard you speak positively about your dogs before.
Yeah. I'm shook.
It's weird. Like, you do love them.
Oh, no. Okay. No, no.
Well, this is. You're the perfect person to have in the room for the baseball bat I'm about to hit Erica with.
Oh.
Lovely. Great.
The
can't
way
wait.
That she treats this dog, it's like she's got some delusions of grandeur because she's like, she's out of the house and her fiance is in the house. And she's like, Swanson misses me. And I'm like, I got news for you.
Swanson always misses me. He slept on no. me all night last night.
Your fiance is a big burly dude. I've seen that dog like curled up in his bicep and they're both asleep. The dog doesn't miss you.
My dog does love my fiance.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's your, it's not, by the way, it's not your dog. It's our dog. Say our dog.
Well, it's our dog, but I was the reason that he came home with us. Well, actually, okay. I was the reason we got a dachshund. My fiance picked him out.
Okay. See? So. Okay. The way you obsess about this dog, do you know, are you prepared for what is going to happen to you when you have a kid? Because you are going to drop that dog like a bad effing habit. And I will say this, if you don't, you got two choices in the world. Be a bad dog mom or be a bad mom. Because you cannot dote on that dog the way you do and dote on a baby the way you do.
Why,
and be
though?
Gainfully...
there's not
it
enough
doesn't
time.
Happen. Yeah. I loved Mojo more than anything in the world. He was the best friend a guy could ever ask for. He was a second-class citizen on December 13th, 2006. Just immediate demotion to like...
Things
have
will
we fed
change.
Him?
But it doesn't mean that your love for them just goes away. It doesn't mean I'm going to stop taking him on
your
walks.
Your priorities change.
Yeah, I'll take him on a walk with the baby.
So you think.
He's also very small, so you can contain him.
Yeah, this, all I'm saying is... You have this obsession that I don't think you're going to know what to do with yourself.
I'll be honest, I really worry about how I'm going to behave with a child. Because if I love my dog this much, oh, geez,
are you, if you have a girl, are you going to have like matching outfits?
I don't think so.
I feel like you're heading in that direction.
Heading, no. She has matching outfits with Swanson.
No, I don't. He has one sweater.
And you have one that's the same. Why are you lying?
I'm not
Why
lying.
Why are you
I am
lying?
Not lying? He has one black and white checkered sweater. I have no black and white checkered sweaters. Okay. I have a cream and white checkered sweater.
Oh,
okay.
The black and white will be delivered on Friday.
I'm just saying, do you know, I don't, yeah. You know, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but like, you're just going through photos and it's you sitting like at a bar and you're holding that dog. And like, I don't think you know what it's going to be like for Swanson the day you have a baby.
The good news is that he's
why
like,
are we doing
I don't know
it's kind of irritating yeah.
I don't know he's almost one mm-hmm. big deal, so by the time I have a kid he'll be older, he'll be able to hang out more,
he will be used to the level of attention you will give him up until the day you have a child.
So instead mm-hmm. I'm just supposed to spend the next year to 2 years going I don't even like the dog
kinda
no
it's so much crueler to give him everything in the world up until the day your child is born and then take everything away. I had
That's
so
nuts.
Much guilt about Mojo. So much.
So you wish like, you had just told Mojo to basically F off.
I wish I had weaned him off the attention. It's so, I can't describe it. Like it's so, mm-hmm. your Once child, like your own life matters zero from that moment forward. And maybe not everybody does that, but like I'd take a bullet for either of my kids and I never would have thought that. And it's such a stupid thing to say, but it's a real thing. Like in that, so knowing that, imagine what your property, which is your dog, becomes in your life. It becomes.
I just don't think that means, as much as his life and my life might change someday, which again, not pregnant, it doesn't mean that we should spend our time up until that point going, he's just a dog. He's just gonna, I don't know if he ate today. I don't know if he ate today. I haven't walked him. I didn't take him out. Like, why would we live like that?
I'm not saying you have to go that far, but I think it's cruel to give him everything until... It's cruel to give him everything and then take it all away.
It's making him soft.
Yeah, you got
to
make...
He's going to have to fend for himself. Eventually, when the kid comes home, he might nip at the kid a little bit, and then it's over.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. He's going to look at the kid going, you're the reason they don't love me anymore.
No. Yeah. He loves kids.
Yeah, okay. Until that kid is taking everything. Tell me I'm wrong. That's all I'm saying.
That's what happened. Well, and you said too, you would take it. You would instantly, as when you saw your kids, you knew I would take a bullet. I'd do anything for this kid. Would you have ever taken a bullet for Mojo? You loved Mojo.
I thought I would have. There were times where it's like, if there was like a big animal in the backyard or something, I'm like, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to save my dog. There's a big animal coming at my dog now. I got to stay alive for my kids.
That's fine. I'm excited to have kids someday. I'm going to love them. But it doesn't mean Gif Swanson in a bad life now.
Yes.
No.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. I got a story of what not to do if a woman will not have relations with you.
There's a long list. Yeah. I've got a story of what not to do. Ever.
Okay.
Regardless of if women want to.
Exactly. Probably actually double down then.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of the air.
Oh.
It's out of somewhere between.
What are you doing?
It's out of somewhere between Vietnam and Thailand.
Okay.
A man was on a flight.
Oh, it's a plane. I get it.
From Vietnam to Thailand.
Okay.
And everything was going great. I don't know how long that flight is, but about 15 minutes before landing, I don't know what happened.
What happened?
This man was extremely intoxicated.
Yes.
Stripped down to just his boxers. Started pacing up and down the aisle. As the crew ordered him to sit down. I mean, 15 minutes. You're in descent. You are not supposed to be up.
Yeah, just
he was
show.
Demanding to be let off the plane. In his skivvies. And immediately upon the plane landing, he bolted out the open door, stumbled down the stairs, injured his legs, and crawled under a nearby vehicle.
What?
To hide from the people coming for him?
You're the naked guy under the vehicle in Thailand.
Airport staff finally detained him.
Shot him.
He's facing multiple charges, including endangering an aircraft, resisting crew instructions, and causing a public disturbance.
Okay.
I did not know those things you could be charged for law.
Was he hammered or something?
I said extremely intoxicated.
Extremely intoxicated. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. I would be terrified if I was on that flight.
Yeah.
I don't know. A little mild entertainment in the middle?
Yeah. I would be terrified.
A little Magic Mike?
Better than the movie they're showing, probably.
100%. I have a story not from Florida. It's out of Italy. So, police were called because there was a fight between a man and a woman. Turns out, he asked her for relations. She said no. He did the logical thing and peed.
No.
On her cat.
Wait, what? On the cat?
This is not a euphemism.
Okay.
Right, okay. So he's like, oh,
you don't want to have relations with me.
I had taken my weenie out. Then I pee on the cat.
You like your cat? I like your cat. You don't give me the cat?
I take the cat.
I pee on your cat.
Like to mark its territory?
Not a very nimble cat.
Very true.
I feel like it'd be hard.
Yes. I don't know what happened. I guess the police got to the house and they just did what they had to do.
If anyone ever peed on Swanson, I'd be livid.
but if he allowed it.
No! You know?
Why don't you refuse some nookie tonight and see what happens? Those are all the stupid people we could find.
No!
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.